Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have Alex on the line here. And he's talking about this news that just broke today about Dzhokhar Tsarnaev and the pictures showing him as he's being taken out of the boat without his throat cut. And Alex has been laying that out and talking about how this has been a pattern of an evolving lie ever since the story first broke. And even before that, he was on the phone with he was doing an interview that day with Richard Belzer, and they were talking about the conspiracies behind the JFK assassination as this thing happened. And Alex took it all the way back to that point, said the thing to look out for is a drill going on at the same time. And, of course, that was there, and it was just one thing after the other. Alex?
Absolutely. And, again, I'm not acting when I start hyperventilating and stuff, but I am acting. I'm letting myself get upset like I really am as almost therapy because I can't handle not being honest with people. And I think the reason I'm effective is I reach back into human instinct to get people upset like they should be. Folks, it is definitely a giant racketeering operation colluding to lie about every stage of this deal. And they're killing people to cover it up, and they're declaring national security. But it shows how leakers can bring them down, that the state police photographer leaked this. They're trying to spin why he did it, showing that Tsarnaev was set up. And they're keeping us from talking to SWAT team members that we have contact with, that are friends with our reporters from the Marines. They're trying to block us at every level, so that's on top of it. So I need Kurt Nimmo, who's done a great job covering this today, to add the other smoking guns to the bottom of his article. And then I want to put this in the August issue of the magazine that is about to come out, because we're going to press next week. I want to have a big article and add into Kurt's article today the fact that they didn't rob the 7-Eleven. They were connected to the CIA. Kurt first broke that in the U.S. That, you know, just basically, let's not even overdo it. Let's just go over, you know, the smoking gun lies of this thing and how it's a lie from start to finish. He didn't have a gun inside the boat. I mean, they tried to kill him. They killed the other brother. They're killing the other witnesses because, ladies and gentlemen, they're not invincible. This can bring them down. They ran fast and furious. They killed thousands of people, hundreds on this side of the border, to try to blame the Second Amendment. Of course they did this, and it's not fun to have to confront these killers. I'm doing this because we don't have any future if we don't. Where is the media? We need our listeners. We're going to tweet this, Real Alex Jones, right now. I'm going to tweet the story right now. We need everybody to go to InfoWars.com and get this and retweet it and post it on Facebook and send it to local talk show hosts and say, wait, he climbed out of the thing and his throat wasn't hurt. And then they told us he was shot in the throat so he couldn't talk to the media so they could put out a fake confession, and he's now pled not guilty. And who knows if the guy in court's even him. There's some evidence it may not be. Our country is under criminal takeover. And, folks, they wouldn't be going this balls out all the way if they weren't planning to completely bring this country down. This is not a game. And hiding and cowering to this is going to destroy us, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm calling on real media, alternative, mainstream, whatever it is. This case has completely collapsed, and this is the type of thing that can capture the public's attention, that this guy's throat was unhurt. And then you show the photos and video stills of his throat cut open with them fishing into it with scalpels. Minutes later, God knows, they may have killed him and then brought in a double. We don't even know now. That is how insanely evil this government is. And we need more people in the police, in the military, to leak like they've done now. This is what got Hastings killed. Michael Hastings said, it's time to expose this. The government's evil. It's taken over. It's illegitimate. It's destroying America. This is a call to political arms. And they killed him. I'm going to hand things over to you, David Knight. Great job. Please support InfoWars.com. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please get the YouTube version of State of Mind that's on InfoWars and get it out to everybody and get this article out to everyone.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and Alex was just joining us on the road going over the latest developments in the Boston bombing false flag attack. Now, he's going to be back Sunday, 4 to 6, live. He's going to be covering that as well as other breaking news stories. We have on the phone line right now Lord Christopher Monckton. But before I go to him, I want to tell you that right now, for every $329 you spend on food with eFoods Direct, you'll get a free 24-day supply, the Patriot Pack, plus free shipping. That's a huge savings. Not even counting the shipping, you save $190. That's a limit of just 10 per order. And you can get that at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or at 800-409-5633. Now, it's a real pleasure to talk to Lord Christopher Monckton. I'm looking forward to it. He's a true Renaissance man. He's not only a businessman, he's been a newspaper editor, an inventor, a classical architect. And he has been a special advisor to Margaret Thatcher as prime minister. One of the things that is not usually talked about Lord Monckton is that in 1999, as part of his businessman aspect, I guess, he created and published the Eternity Puzzle, which is a geometric puzzle that involved tilting a dodecahedron with 209 irregularly shaped polygons called polydrafters. He offered a $1 million prize, and after a year and a half, it was won by a couple of Cambridge mathematicians. But by that time, he had sold 500,000 puzzles. He did it again in 2007, but after 4 years, nobody had solved his puzzle. Well, you know, he's a real puzzle solver, and he's going to help us solve this puzzle, this false narrative of global warming, which is something of a scam. And, you know, kind of like people have said of Las Vegas, just a city that's been built on the backs of people who don't understand math. Well, you know, global warming and carbon taxes are a burden that are going to be put on the backs of people that don't understand what's going on, don't understand how to look at a chart and see a trend, don't understand how to honestly analyze a trend analysis. Lord Moncton, how are you doing? It's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's very good to hear you. I'm in fine fettle. I've just been watching with great amusement the hearing the Senate has just held on the subject of whether global warming is really happening. And the truth is, of course, it hasn't now been happening for somewhere between 15 and 17 years. There hasn't been any global warming. And that is beginning to give the usual suspects something to worry about. They've been very arrogant until now. They've said there's a consensus. And of course they fiddled the consensus as well. A paper came out in a journal which I suspect was created just so that they could publish this paper, because no proper peer-reviewed journal would ever have published it. And the paper claimed that 97% of nearly 12,000 extracts from scientific papers supported the consensus that more than half the warming of the last 50 years was caused by us. But in fact, a closer analysis of the paper shows it wasn't 97%, it was 0.3% of the abstracts that actually agreed with that consensus. So they're still fiddling everything they can fiddle, but the temperature is not rising as fast as they wanted it to. In fact, it's not really rising at all. Sea level for the last 8 years has been rising at a rate equivalent to less than 2 inches a century. So frankly, the scare is now over. Will somebody please tell the Democrats?
Absolutely. You know, we went to, they had the American Meteorological Society had their meeting here in Austin this year, and we covered it for InfoWars. And it was pretty amazing to see, just as you talked about, they love to do things like appeal to authority or appeal to the fact that they have this many scientists from this prestigious university who sign on to their theory. And it's like, show me the data. Show me the facts. And you've got a great presentation where you basically go through and you look at it. It's a very, we just had that up on the screen there. If you look at temperatures, there is quite a noisy graph, and you have to draw a trend line through that to take a sample of it. I mean, we have the temperature variation is all over the place, but when you honestly draw the trend line through it, you see that there is no global warming going on. You do a great job of pointing that out in your presentations.
Well, that's very kind of you. In fact, I'm now doing a monthly graph which shows the predictions which the UN's climate panel, for which I'm an expert reviewer, is about to make. It's just in a couple of months' time, they'll be producing their fifth of their five-yearly multi-thousand-page collections of scientific rubbish about global warming. And in that particular document that's just about to come out, which of course I've read because I reviewed it for them, they have made predictions about how fast the world should be warming at the moment. And it should be warming at a rate equivalent to about 2 1/3 Celsius degrees, or kind of 5 to 6 Fahrenheit degrees every century. But in fact, it's not doing that. It's not warming at all. So they've got a big problem, and what I'm doing every month now is publishing the latest monthly temperature record from the satellites of the University of Alabama at Huntsville and remote sensing systems. Admitted, I take the average of those and plot the graph, then I calculate the trend line. There's a standard statistical formula that I use for doing that, and it is at the moment declining very slightly. It's not really a significant decline, but it is declining, whereas the forecast temperatures, of course, are heading upwards, because they've just predicted that our adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere will have about twice as much effect on the temperatures as in fact it has been having over the last 50 years. And with the sun now going into something of a hissy fit, it's gone into decline really, it's beginning to look as though the real worry is going to be about whether we're going to get global cooling in the next couple of years,
right.
Certainly, and possibly even for the next couple of decades.
That's right. As many meteorologists and other scientists have pointed out, and as common sense would dictate, the thing that really drives the weather and global warming is solar activity. You know, that's the thing that really correlates to it. One of the things we noticed at the Meteorological Society's meeting was that meteorologists are very much interested in doing exactly what you're doing, and that is taking a lot of measurements. And they were distinguished from the climatologists because, you know, the meteorologists, they're looking at short-term predictions. So they're going out and they're taking measurements here, measurements there, and then they're testing that against their models. Climatologists, on the other hand, they're looking at such long-term scale that they can go out and they can create these open-ended models, which, of course, they can't really test or verify. Right.
Well,
and
of course,
we can't really test or verify.
They would like you to think that, wouldn't
right.
they?
Right.
But they do also make medium-term predictions over the next 30 or 40 years, and it's those medium-term predictions that I'm testing. They're saying that over those 40 years, there'll be a more or less straight-line increase in global temperatures at a rate equivalent, if it carried on for 100 years, to 2.33 Celsius degrees. That's their central estimate. Now, that we can test. Is it or is it not rising at a rate equivalent to 2.33 Celsius per century? Now, the answer is that it never has done that ever since we've been taking records back since 1850. We've been doing it in the UK, compiling a global temperature record, and the fastest rate of warming since 1850 occurred between roughly 1974 and 2006, if you take the trend on that period. Then the rate is about 2 Celsius per century equivalent. But of course, if you take the period from, shall we say, 1996 until the present, then in fact you've got either a flat line or you've got, if anything, a slight decline in temperature. The truth is that it is no longer warming as they had predicted, and they do not know why. But of course, anyone who has done what you have done and what the meteorologists at the American Meteorological Society have done, and you look at the changes in the activity of the sun over the last hundreds of years or tens of years, it doesn't matter what period, it's the sun that's the major influence. And very interestingly, in Hamburg just a few months ago, Dr. Murray Salby, who's the professor of climate sciences at Macquarie University in Sydney, or rather he was until his results became so inconvenient that they fired him. For no good reason that anyone can see. He came out with a very interesting finding that if you take not just the day-to-day fluctuations of the sun, but you take what's called the time integral of the sun, and that means you kind of add up how much extra heat the sun is pouring in or how much extra heat it isn't pouring in, and you look at it as a kind of bucket, if you like, where you're pouring in heat at the top and then heat's going back out to outer space or into the sea at the other direction. And he said if you take that time integral, as it's called, then solar activity really explains just about all of the warming and cooling that we've seen over various periods going back 10,000 years or just going back over the last few dozens of years. It doesn't matter what period you take.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's used a real rocket science mathematical technique called Fourier analysis to do this. And interestingly, there are others in Australia and elsewhere now doing the same analysis without realizing that he's already working on it as well.
Well,
and I think what you're going to find is a series of papers coming out in the peer-reviewed literature over the next few years, really more or less proving that it is the sun that's chiefly responsible for fluctuations in global temperature and that CO2 at best is a bit part player.
Absolutely. Now, we've talked a lot about the science, but when we come back from the break, I want to go over the economic consequences for people because, you know, this is not just an academic or scientific debate. We could have that debate and it would be very interesting, but this is something that has real-world consequences. We're talking about something, as you pointed out, that's a third of the global GDP that's being proposed for these carbon taxes. It's amazing transfer of wealth, the largest transfer of wealth to private individuals that we've ever seen. This is something, a scam that is very similar, in my opinion, to the Federal Reserve scam that we have here with our central bank, but on a far larger scale, on a global scale that affects everyone on the planet, especially those of us in the Western countries from which they want to transfer the wealth. So we want to cover that in the very next segment. I want to talk about the real dollars and cents effect of this and how it's going to affect everyone, and why you should be concerned about this global warming debate, why you should also be armed with the science, as Lord Monckton has pointed out, so you can have this debate, so that you can inform politicians and your neighbors about what this scam is really about. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut. As the CEO of PowerSwab's teeth whitening system, I'm always amazed at how white teeth changes people's lives.
I feel confident in my smile. I feel that it's a good-looking smile.
I feel like my teeth are sparkling now, and every time I smile, I want to smile bigger.
The PowerSwab's teeth whitening system is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. In fact, PowerSwab's whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. Oh, and better yet, unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs remove stains from caps, crowns, and veneers. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-371-6841. That's 1-800-371-6841. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-371-6841. 1-800-371-6841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponic systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my own.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, here filling in for Alex Jones, and we have live on the phone Lord Christopher Monckton. And no, this is not the end. In spite of what the climate alarmists want to tell us, this is not the end. And we've been talking about the bad science and some of the issues with the data that's been given to people that policy is actually being based on with Lord Christopher Monckton. But in this segment, I want to talk about the real dollars and cents consequences about this. And not only just dollars and cents, but real life consequences. You know, we're all told that everything is going to melt and all the cities are going to be overrun with water. And so this is a matter of life and death. Well, you know, it really is a matter of life and death when you can't have access to cheap power. It is the access to energy. Available, affordable access to energy is the best predictor of life expectancy, as well as just creature comforts. Lord Monckton, can you lay this out for the audience exactly what's at stake here in terms of global governance, in terms of this massive transfer of wealth that is being proposed with these carbon taxes?
Yes, this is the biggest transfer of wealth in human history, from the poor to the rich, from the little guy to the big guy, from the governed to those who govern them. And it's a kind of Robin Hood in reverse. There is no scientific basis for it, and there's no economic basis for it either. And what I'd like to do is just take, as an example, the Sanders-Boxer proposed carbon tax. They failed to get cap and trade through. They couldn't get that through the Congress. Now they're trying to flog this dead horse by rebranding it as a carbon tax, rather like the one in Australia. But here are the figures on this. And if you've got a pencil and paper handy, you might like to write these down, because they are all mainstream science, mainstream figures, straight from the UN's climate panel, straight from Sanders and Boxer themselves. I am not making any of these figures up. I'm just drawing from these figures the conclusions that they should have drawn if they had known enough climatology and economics to understand how daft their proposal is. So here goes. They're going to cut carbon dioxide emissions in the United States with this tax, if they get away with it, which they won't, but let's pretend, by 11% over 10 years. Now, that's over and above the amount at which it's falling anyway, because more and more people are burning cheap gas to deliver their power, and gas emits half the amount of CO2 per BTU delivered as coal. So that's why in the US, in fact, carbon dioxide emissions, almost uniquely in the Western world, have been falling more or less throughout the last decade or so. But anyway, they're saying they're going to increase that rate of fall by 10.9%. But the point is that the US only accounts for 17.5% of all global carbon emissions. So even if the Sanders-Boxer tax were to succeed as they want it to, and they really have no scientific or economic basis for assuming that it will, then less than 2% of global CO2 emissions would be remitted over that 10-year period. That, in turn, would reduce the CO2 concentration, which the UN's climate panel would expect to be 422 parts per million by volume. That would reduce it from 422 to 421.5. So not much of a change there. Mm-hmm. That in turn means that the CO2 radiative forcing, which is the effect which eventually causes warming, would fall by 0.006 watts per square meter. We wouldn't be able to measure it. That in turn means that the projected business as usual anthropogenic forcing, which would have been 0.467 watts per square meter, will come down by only 1.3%. So you can hardly measure any of this. And that means that the cost of abating all of the radiative forcing that would happen worldwide over the 10-year period of the tax from now until 2023, if everyone worldwide adopted the Sanders-Boxer tax and you used that to try to stop global warming, that would mean it would cost 11.5% of global GDP. So 11.5% of everything we make and sell just to reduce the amount of warming that would otherwise happen over the next 10 years.
Well, we're not going to feel that change in climate, but we certainly are going to feel that change in our lifestyle in terms of the amount of money that we have. That is going to be massive.
Here's the full absurdity of it.
Well, we're going to cover that. We've got a break coming up. We'll get right back to that, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about methane levels, the trans-Russian pipeline, and as you put it, Lord Monckton, gas Putin. We'll talk about all that coming up in the next segment.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you alone.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and we have on the line Lord Christopher Monckton, and we're talking about global warming. Now, the global warming people who advocate that this is being caused by man-made CO2 and not by changes in solar activity, those people call us skeptics. We call them alarmists. And, you know, a skeptic is someone who is going to say, prove it to me. And that's basically the way science has always worked. Show me the data. And that's exactly what we're talking about. The data that they're showing us is data that has been cooked, that has been fudged, that has been cherry-picked. But, you know, they're joining that with a compliant media. And that's one of the things that you should check out, State of Mind, the documentary. It's at InfoWars.com. You can also buy it at InfoWarsStore.com. And that will explain to you exactly how the schools are a large part of bringing the population along line of whatever catastrophe the government is pushing at any given moment to try to expand its power, to expand its reach. And this global warming alarmism is actually a way of expanding global governance and transferring wealth. And we were just talking to Lord Monckton about that transfer of wealth. Lord Monckton, can we put a dollar figure on this? What's this going to cost per person? I saw you covered that on one of your presentations.
Well, that's right. It is very, very expensive indeed. I mean, if we just take this carbon tax, I mean, that's going to cost, even if the warming happens at the rate they predict, and even if it costs as much to make it go away as they predict, it's going to cost $13,000 per head. But, you see, you have to multiply that by about three, because the warming isn't happening at the rate they predict. So you're really looking at getting on for $40,000 per head just over the next 10 years. And that's per head of the entire global population. Now, where is a starving person in Africa or Asia or South America going to find $40,000 from?
Where's an American going to find that? that's for a family of four.
The streets of Austin, Texas are paved with gold. Everybody in Austin, Texas can afford $4,000 over the next 10 years, but nobody else can. And so, right. Of course, this is the extravagant absurdity of all this. And the figures I've just run through with you, which show that even if the warming were going to happen at the rate that they say, and even if that would do as much damage as they say, and even if it would cost as much to make that damage go away as they say, or just to adapt to it as they say, then it would be 8 times more expensive to try to stop the global warming today with measures of equivalent cost effectiveness to the Sanders-Boxer proposed tax, as it would be simply to let it happen, sit back, enjoy the sunshine, and pay the later and far lesser cost of adapting to such of its consequences as might be adverse.
Right. Now, the government always tries to do a crisis. You know, they're always looking for a crisis to do things. And as you pointed out,
even if there is a crisis, the fact is that by the time you've allowed for the fact that it isn't happening at the rate they say, it's happening at about one-third of the rate they say, in the last 15 years, not even at all. If you allow for that, then it's 20 times, and I'm not talking about 20%, it's 20 times more expensive to have Sanders Boxer taxes worldwide to stop the global warming happening than it is just to let it happen and pay the cost of letting it happen and adapting to its adverse consequences, even if it's going to happen, if the consequences are as expensive to deal with as they're trying to say they are. That's how absurd these numbers are.
Yeah,
this is mainstream economics. It's mainstream calculations, mainstream climatology. None of this is acting on assumptions other than the assumptions that they themselves are using. And they just haven't bothered to do the math because, as you rightly said earlier, this is another Federal Reserve scam. It's not about addressing global warming. It is about making the rich even richer while the poor get even poorer. And you and I are against that.
That's right. You know, it's like I say, and they always like to use a crisis to move things along. That's what they did with the TARP bailout. They pulled in a lot of congressmen and senators and said, look, you need to give this massive amount of money to the banks right away or there's going to be rioting in the streets. We've got a lot of mortgages that are underwater. We need to help these people. That money never left the banks. None of that stuff happened. So they're basically trying to create a crisis. They want to, if they don't have a crisis that they can use for their purposes, they'll manufacture a crisis. And that's what we see happening here. Talk a little bit about ClimateGate. You know, I'm sure you're aware of what happened there at East Anglia University. We had a revelation of some data. I believe it was in 2009. We had 1,000 emails leaked. And basically they were talking about hiding the data. And then it was repeated again a couple of years later. We had, I think it was 2011, we had 5,000 emails leaked. I was part of a team that was trying to get access to Michael Mann's emails at the University of Virginia, because a lot of those emails were back and forth to Michael Mann. But so far that we've not been able to get access to that. They've hidden those. Why are they hiding that data?
Well, they're hiding the data and they're hiding the emails because the emails that have become public show that a small, malevolent clique of bad scientists on the very far left politically, such as Michael Mann, were deliberately tampering with the data, destroying data, fiddling their results, so as to pretend that it was a whole lot warmer today than it was 1,000 years ago, when very nearly all the papers in the scientific literature that have done this by reference to actual measurement, which you were talking of earlier, rather than playing around with models as Michael Mann did, those papers that do it by measurement show that it was very likely a great deal warmer 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, and also between 6,000 and 10,000 years ago than it is today. So today's temperatures are not exceptional. And they had to change that. In fact, in 1995, Ken Overpeck, one of the people who features in these emails, and one of the bad scientists who've been bending the data, wrote to a good scientist from whom I got the story. And he said, we have to abolish the medieval warm period. Not we have to check whether it was there or how big it was or whether it was global. No, we have to abolish it. And so they did. That was the significance of Michael Mann's graph. And then somebody at the University of East Anglia was so horrified by this that they released all the emails going back 10 years between the University of East Anglia and these other scientists all over the world to the BBC. But of course the BBC is in the tank for this garbage. Its pension fund is heavily invested in so-called green, so-called investments. And so it wasn't going to release these. And the person in the BBC who was sent this data, these emails, who was one of their environment correspondents, didn't do anything with it. He sat on it. And so eventually the emails were released via a Russian website, and then the police went round bullying. They didn't dare try to bully me, but they did bully some of my friends here in the UK to find out whether we had anything to do with what they were calling the theft of these emails. But hang on, this wasn't theft. These were paid scientists at public institutions, chiefly in the United States and Britain. We are the taxpayers. We pay for them to do this research and talk to each other about it. And so these emails, along with all their results and their data and their models, ought to be public property.
Exactly. Anyway. Exactly. That's our point. I was at the American Tradition Institute, and the people there, Ken Cuccinelli, the Attorney General in Virginia, and others were saying, These are emails that were conducted by Michael Mann as he was employed by the University of Virginia at taxpayer expense, producing information and so-called science that is now forming the basis of policy. So we need to be able to have full transparency, full disclosure. And yet what we see coming out of that is the same thing we're seeing with the Snowden leaks. Rather than going after it and looking at it and saying, okay, what is this leaked data showing us? You know, is there something dishonest, criminal going on here? Is there a conspiracy going on here? Instead of looking at that, they attack Snowden. They say, well, how did these leaks come up? And as you mentioned, instead of looking at the actual data and saying these people are conspiring to craft a story to suit themselves, they're cherry-picking the data. Rather than do that, they want to know, where did that leak come from?
That's the extraordinary thing. I mean, I've written to the police a couple of times about this and said, look, there's fraud going on here, and it's going on an enormous scale, and it's not a matter of scientific debate. They are tampering with the evidence. I've given them a couple of very clear examples of where the evidence has been deliberately bent. And Ken Cuccinelli is being very slow off the mark here. He is still faffing around trying to get emails which Mann is never going to deliver, and the university won't either, because once this fraud comes out in public, they're all going to go down. The University of Virginia is going to get closed down, as is Penn State. They'll close the whole university down because they've tried to cover up this fraud, but that's what it is.
That's right.
Simply bogus science.
That's right.
But Ken Cuccinelli has, if he did but understand it, enough evidence already to convict those who were responsible for, and I'm going to use this word bluntly, fabricating that bogus hockey stick graph. That graph is a fraud, and it is relatively easy to prove that it's a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And I've often done this in front of audiences to see how they react. And these are just lay audiences. And you say, right, here's the evidence. Here is what they did. Now, if you were a jury and they did this, would you convict them of fraud? And the answer is yes, the jury would convict them of fraud. And so Cuccinelli, if he wanted, because he is a state's attorney general, he has a certain amount of credibility. If he were simply to bring a prosecution against those who fabricated that graph, then I can put him in touch with scientists who have done detailed analyses far beyond anything that I would be capable of doing, expert scientists in this field, who will be able to demonstrate to him exactly how this was done, by whom it was done, and why it is fraudulent. And so I just hope that he will do the sensible thing and just go in front of a grand jury, put these scientists I can put him in touch with on the witness stand and say to them, right, tell us what's been going on. The grand jury will be as horrified as I was when I sat down with the experts concerned and they told me how it had been done. It was and is a standing outrage. And it is, I think, only a matter of time. And if Ken Cuccinelli hasn't got the, what in English we should call the cojones, to do this, then I think we're going to have to find another state's attorney general who is willing to bring these people to book. But one shouldn't home in only on them. No. This is a widespread and connected series of major frauds, and the ClimateGate emails are the index to who is involved and what they've been up to. And frankly, if I were a wealthier man and had more time to devote to this, I would have a lot of these people in court and just say, right, this is a fraud. The police will not do anything. Our serious fraud office, I've written to them. They don't even write back. They just get an automated acknowledgement saying they're not interested in investigating serious fraud if it's the government that's doing it.
Absolutely.
Not the pest of the private sector.
And it's just another measurement of the widespread corruption in government, that people can get caught red-handed, you know, with these conspiring to deceive the public. Being caught red-handed with the way that they're, as you've pointed out in your presentations, the way they cherry-pick the starting points to kind of get the trend analysis that they want. They very carefully choose it. You have a great example of a sine wave, and you say, well, if I just look at this one portion of a sine wave, I can make it look as if everything is declining, or pick another portion, everything is increasing. So, you know, if you cherry-pick the data, which is what this ClimateGate stuff was all about, emails back and forth to each other to hide the decline. If you look at the text just from the very first one, and Alex was on this from the very beginning, but he's kind of, as we showed this, these old articles with Alex standing in front of a blackboard of the video, he was on it from the very beginning, but the mainstream media was, like I said, compliant with this story. Because why? Because it grows the government, and because any fraud, as you pointed out, that's done by the government, it's something that we really shouldn't look at. We need to just move along. There's no story here.
That's right. I mean, in fact, when I worked at 10 Downing Street, I found this kind of corruption going on. And I made sure that because I was where I could do something about it, people who tried that on did not get away with it. I investigated several scientific frauds that were going on at that time and had them stopped because the lies didn't work. They tried lying even to Downing Street, but it didn't work. And the trouble is that in government now, there are too few people who have any understanding of elementary mathematics or science.
That's true.
And so there were the senators having this big inquiry, but none of those senators, I've spoken to some of them, they're all good people, but none of them simply has enough of a scientific background to realize just what a monstrosity this global warming story is on three major fronts. First of all, even in theory, we wouldn't expect to see all that much in the way of global warming. Secondly, actually, it hasn't been occurring at anything like the rate that they've been predicting. And thirdly, even if it did, it's economically 10 to 100 times cheaper to let it happen and adapt to its adverse consequences than it is to do anything about it. Those are the hard, simple, central facts of this debate, and it's just regrettable that there are too few politicians who really understand enough science and enough economics to be able to put the two together and realize just what a fantasy and an absurdity all of this is. But here's the exciting bit, and I've said this to Alex, I'll say it to you, that the left, which now controls governments worldwide, it controls civil services, it controls the Supreme Court, it controls, of course, the media virtually wall to wall.
Oh, yeah.
They have made what is going to have proven to be a heroic strategic mistake by nailing their red flag to the mast of the sinking ship, global warming. And that rising sea level that they are seeing is not the sea rising, it's the good ship, global warming, sinking beneath them. Because the science, in the end, cannot be controverted. Either it is going to warm at the rate that they predicted, or it is not. Those of us who have done the sums properly know that it isn't happening. We know that it isn't going to happen. We know why it isn't going to happen. And we know that even if it did happen, you'd be better off not doing anything about it and spending the money more usefully somewhere else. So we will not be surprised. But a lot of the fellow travellers on the left, who once they are told the party line, will parrot it without ever questioning whether it was right or wrong, are suddenly going to get a shock. Because you see, in most matters of politics, what happens is, you can argue it one way or the other, but on matters of science, it's not like that.
Well,
there
absolutely.
Is truth and there is everything else. And in truth, this global warming scare is a lie. It's the greatest lie ever told, as Professor Niklas Murner calls it. It's a very big, very costly lie, which is hugely beneficial to the governing class in most parts of the world. It's hugely damaging to the working class and the poorer classes in all parts of the world, particularly in the very poorest countries, who are not being allowed to develop the cheap fossil fuel electricity, which is the fastest way of lifting them out of poverty.
Absolutely.
And therefore, the fastest way of stabilizing their populations.
Absolutely. And it's a propaganda. It's an information war. It's a propaganda war, because even though they know this, and even though we can tell people this, it's really who can repeat a lie the most times can actually deceive the public. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We've got one more segment with Lord Christopher Monckton, so stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit more about the massive impact of this proposed legislation.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef5mm.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex Jones, and we have Lord Christopher Monckton on the phone from England, and he's been talking to us about this fraud being perpetrated on the public, on the world, called global warming, and the supposed solution, carbon taxes or cap and trade or whatever they come up with at the moment, to transfer wealth from us to a few people. Now, we were just, Lord Monckton, we were, as I was pointing out, we went to the American Meteorological Society. One of the things that really struck me was the information war that's being conducted there. There was one group that was Soros-funded, and yeah, they were there, and they were trying to convince meteorologists that they had, first of all, they had graphs up, and it's like, you know, who do you believe on global warming? And, of course, they believe meteorologists. So they were trying to convince meteorologists to be propagandists for their point of view. And what they were doing was appealing to the authority of people with degrees at prestigious institutes or to the number of scientists that agreed with their position. But, of course, we've had countless instances throughout history where the majority of prestigious scientists agreed about something and were totally wrong.
Yes, there was one that I mentioned in the U.S. Congress when I was giving testimony there a few years ago. And I think it was Henry Waxman said to me, he said at the end of the hearing, he said, I really prefer to follow Isaac Newton. And I said, but he got it wrong at the margin. And Einstein corrected him. Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't just believe in a consensus, however eminent. In fact, the argument from consensus was condemned 2,350 years ago by Aristotle as being a bogus argument, a logical fallacy.
Exactly.
And it was condemned again by the founder of the scientific method, Abu Ali ibn al-Hasan ibn al-Husayn ibn al-Husayn ibn al-Haytham. He was as proud of his lineage as I am of mine, in 11th century Iraq, who said that the seeker after truth, that was his beautiful phrase for the scientist, doesn't put his faith in any mere consensus. Instead, he checks and checks and checks again, because the road to the truth, said Al-Haytham, is long and hard, and that's the road we must follow. And just looking up to see who's got a PhD doesn't actually tell you whether that PhD is telling the truth, because that's another logical fallacy. It's the fallacy of argument from reputation, the argumentum ad verecundiam, as the medieval schoolmen were later to call it. So all of these arguments they're using are logical fallacies. Now, why then are they getting away with it? The answer is because they very carefully destroyed the education system first.
Yes.
From the Middle Ages until my own generation, and I was the last, we were taught not only grammar, but also logic. We were taught to recognize bogus arguments like those the left now trot out routinely, to recognize them 5 miles off. All of the major arguments in favor of the global warming scare are logical fallacies condemned as such and listed as such by Aristotle 2,350 years ago. But most people don't know this. Most of the left don't know it. They have so destroyed the education system, they themselves are not properly educated.
Exactly. Along those lines, you're talking about how most of the congressmen can't understand how to look at a chart with that's pretty noisy and draw a trend line through it, honestly. So if they're, you know, they've taken that down, and at the same time they have created this kind of Edward Bernays propaganda, this B.F. Skinner propaganda in the schools, so that people follow whatever the authorities tell them.
What is interesting is that the school kids, who are always by nature rebellious, at least I assume they are because I always was, I think that they are beginning to break away from this. They are beginning to smell that the propaganda is just too hysterical, too one-sided. And that doesn't work with kids. If you want to propagandize them, you have to be more subtle than that.
Yeah.
And these people are now so desperate that they're just telling lie upon lie upon lie on top of lie upon lie upon lie.
Absolutely.
And it isn't working.
Well,
people
we're,
can
out
see.
Of, we're out of time, Lord Moncton. Thank you for pointing out the truth and just keep it up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.